Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Nobody needs a happy St. Patrick's Day, and nobody needs this introduction, because you all know him, Mike Mahoney, Channel 9, KMBC. He's getting ready, 11 o'clock this morning. Michael, good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day, my friend.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Pete. It's good to talk to you.
Likewise.
So, big day. It's going to be a cold day. This may be one of the coldest parades we've ever had in Kansas City.
I was going to say.
I've been in one where it rained so hard we thought it was the only St. Patrick's Day parade underwater one year. And we've had some beautiful days. Today is going to be on the brisk side, maybe one of the coldest ever.
I know. I'm sure it is. So take us through the preparations for a day like this, Mike. I know you play a big role in making sure this parade gets going, goes well, as you have for many years. So what's this year been like in the preparations?
Well, it's been a year of being back to normal because of the pandemic. We didn't have parades for a couple, 3 years. We got back last year, and I think we're back in the full swing of things. This parade begins to take shape in the spring of the year before. So some folks have been working on the 23 parade since the spring of 22. Excuse me. And anyway, we've got somewhere in the range of 140 units. They are going to be starting off at 33rd and at 30th and Broadway at 11 o'clock. That's right by Redemptorist Church, and move south on Broadway down to 43rd and 43rd and Broadway, and that's where the parade ends.
Okay, very good stuff. All right, so you're ready for today. Michael Mahoney, Channel 9 KMBC, is joining us on KCMO Talk Radio. So it's going to be a cold one. You're right about that, Michael, but where does this stack up? I mean, you mentioned one of the coldest. I don't know how many years you've been a part of this thing, but as you know, I mean, it's not unusual for it to be 35 degrees the morning of St. Patrick's Day. Now, it could be 55 degrees in any given year, but 35 is probably not unusual.
Yeah, it's not unusual to have chilly mornings setting up for the parade. You're right. In the 30s is not unusual. What's unusual is that it's not going to be much of a warm up today. Normally, parades in Kansas City, typical parade will end up with being in the range of north of 50 degrees by the time the parade is in full swing. That's not going to be the case this year, but it hasn't dampened the enthusiasm. Like I said, we've got about 140 units in this parade, and that's a good sized parade for Kansas City.
How much do you expect to see, not just the politicians involved? We know that the mayor is going to be around, but also what about, you know, some of the folks who are running for city council? I tried to get some of them on the show, and they're like, I can't make it, got to prepare for the big parade today. So we're going to see all the politicians and the city council candidates, I imagine, walking down Broadway as well.
You're going to see a bunch of them. The parade rules allow for politicians and in particular elected officials to be in the parade, and in the honorary division has an elected official. There are restrictions on what they can do in terms of campaigning during the parade, and if they're in as an elected official, that's one thing. If they're campaigns or participating, that's another thing, and they are charged to be part of the parade. And for instance, one of the things that they can't do is they can't hand things out like literature or trinkets or anything like that, and there's a reason for that. We don't want people surging into the street to pick up a piece of paper or a bauble or something like that. So there's some restrictions on how the politicians and the campaigns have to conduct themselves during the parade.
Okay. All right. So they now, what are those restrictions? Just so we know, because I know we're going to have some folks who are keeping an eye on these politicos. Do you know off the top of your head what they can and can't do?
Well, I just told you, number one is they can't hand things out into the streets. They can't throw candy out into the streets. It's all really sort of designed to keep the people watching the parade safe, so they're not surging out into the streets and getting struck by a person or somebody riding a bike.
But what about campaign literature and things like that?
They can hand it out on the streets, okay, on the sidewalks.
Okay.
Right? But they can't be handed it out. With some folks walking around a car handing out pamphlets like that in the midst of the parade.
Okay.
We don't allow that.
All right. Good to know. Well, Mike, I know it's a big day for you, so we appreciate you being here on St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, my friend.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Absolutely. Hope to see everybody down at the parade, and everybody be safe today. Have a good day.
All right. Mike Mahoney, Channel 9, KMBC. It is good to have him on the show here on KCMO Talk Radio on a St. Patrick's Day Friday.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.